Thanks. I really would like to discover what my purpose is. I feel like I've just been living life and that I'm here to do something, and I don't know what that is. I don't know what my purpose is, and there isn't much time left. You know, probably two-thirds of my life is over, and time does seem to be accelerating, and so I really want to find something that I'm passionate about, that I want to follow my bliss, but I can't seem to find what that is.
Well, there are a number of things that we want to say to you, and the most important thing is, you know, this business of vibrational relativity. We've been talking about it all day here today. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we notice with you and with others, with a lot of you, in fact, you parlay yourself into greater and greater clarity and greater wanting. And sometimes because you do such a good job of wanting and getting up to speed with it, meaning wanting and believing, that there's never much distance between what you want in any given moment and what you believe. So even though you are increasing in terms of your degree of desire and in your, terms of your degree of allowing, you don't notice it because you're doing such a good job of managing your energy. It's like a person could really want something and really not be in a place where they believe it. So they have really strong contrast. And when something happens, they shoot a really big rocket of desire off. And then when they come into alignment, they say, "Ah, that was really a job well done." In fact, when you write a book about things like that, people applaud from all over the place because nothing the public likes more than for you to make a real mess of your life and then clean it up. But for those who manage to keep themselves pretty much in alignment so that there's not so much drama and trauma, yeah. Even though you are parlaying yourself into greater and greater wanting, sometimes you don't see those big events. And so then you say, "I'm not sure that I'm doing that much wanting." And we want to say to you, you're sifting through the contrast. You are concluding things that you want. You're coming into alignment. So the most significant thing that we want to say to you, to any of you, is don't stand in a place where you are ever saying, "I'm not sure that I've achieved what I've come to achieve or that I even know what my path is," because none of you came with this great big assignment that was given. You get to choose the things that are important to you as you move along, and there's something really important and valuable about managing to keep yourself in some sense of alignment. And so what we're hearing you say is you're a little bit dissatisfied with your life, that it hasn't been a little rougher and that you haven't come to greater conclusions. You see?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, what I see myself doing is more spiritually aligned with my life, as far as my work being more spiritually aligned with my life. And, you know, I encounter something and I think, "Well, wow, that's really great. I should learn that and teach that." And then I'll go to something else. And so I just kind of keep moving around trying to find what it is that I'm really, really passionate about.
Well, we want to say to you that anybody who's looking for the one thing that they will be internally passionate about will be disappointed, because your ability to adjust to what is happens so fast. In other words, things become so normal so fast. If we were standing in your physical shoes, the mantra that we would begin offering is, "I want a steady, never-ending, constantly unfolding path of new ideas and adventures."
Wow. I like that.
Because that's sort of who you are. Yeah. You're not wanting to settle into any one thing, mm-hmm. nor should you, because mm-hmm. almost as soon as you get there, the contrast changes and it takes you into another place, into another place, into another place. Mm-hmm. When you are an eternal being, you sort of, sooner or later, have to relax into not trying to make it all happen right now. That's the thing that we really want you to hear. You are eternal beings. And mm-hmm. what happens is once you get in these bodies and you start talking to each other, you start saying things like you said to us, "There's not much time left. And I'm not sure I've done what I came to do." And we say, "You're alive, aren't you? You're moving through contrast, aren't you? You're having experiences. Your desires are being born. You can feel vibrational discord and alignment. In other words, that's what you came forth to do. You didn't come to get it done. Can you imagine knowing what you now know about law of attraction and about the expanding universe and about the eternal nature of your being? Can you imagine going back to that old, stale, archaic, ridiculous philosophy that says, I have one life and I have to make my mark and I have to get the attention of God and I have to live all the right things and I have to get all the right marks on the chart and I have to make it all happen now for now and all eternity? We say, how defiant of every law of the universe could that be? And so instead, when you say, I'm an eternal being, which means I will always be standing in a powerful now, and my now will always be providing me with the components of motion forward, and I have this magnificent guidance system within me, so there's no race or no rush. There's not this long list of unfulfilled things that I need to do. I wasn't given a list of all of the things that need to be accomplished on planet Earth, and I got to pick, well, I'll take care of that and that and that. And world peace. In other words, you came forth as a creator, not different from someone who goes into an art studio who finds all of the palettes of color, or someone who goes into a well-stocked kitchen and finds all of the ingredients. In other words, you said, I'll stand where I am and I'll summon my clarity, and I'll live enough life to help me personally know what I want, and then I'll line up with that, and I'll line up with that, and I'll line up with that, and I'll line up with that. And when this physical life experience comes to the point where I am ready to withdraw into non-physical, I will look back on it and I will say, that was fun. Not, that was dramatic. Not, that was meaningful. Not, I saved the world. That was nice. That was fun. That's sort of the way it is for me eternally. Just another nice vacation where I get to do meaty, meaningful, good-feeling things.
Wow.
So you get to choose. We hope we haven't disappointed you, but we want to say to you that we have never met a human, no matter how dramatically they are revered historically later, that has done one thing other than we just described to you.
Great.
Everyone lives their life gives them their desire exudes out of them, source answers it, and every one of them, to the degree that they have allowed it, has lived the joyful moment, and that's what life is, you see. We want to talk about this more. You may listen in if you want. When you stand in your now and you say, I will find the relationship that will last me forever and ever, or I will find the occupation that will fulfill me forever and ever, or the anything that will satisfy me forever and ever, what you're saying is, from where I now stand with my vibration as however far reaching as it is, I want it to reach to the end of time and to the end of space. What a distortion that is in thinking. Because it implies that, first of all, I'm not eternal, and next, that I won't get another idea, and that my ideas won't continue to expand, and that law of attraction won't continue to bring it to me. But when you get it, that in every moment you're having an experience and the experience is causing you to ask and source is saying, all right, here it is. When you get it, that you have that sort of relationship with source energy, then it takes all of the tension off and you just don't stand here now trying to plan forevermore. You just plan for now. And the plan for now is, this thought feels better than this thought. I'd rather praise than criticize. I'd rather appreciate than find lack in something. I'd rather feel good than feel bad. That is what life is. And in time, you just get so oriented toward that, which is pretty much where you are, that people who watch you just see you as someone who calmly always ends up in the right place at the right time, who effortlessly have things flow into their experience, who commonly are experiencing the best that life has to offer, that the contrast that you live contributes to the idea of what you are wanting, but you are more known for your ability to close the vibrational gap than you are to live the contrast, which shoots rockets far into the future, you see.
Wow, thank you. I feel a little amazingly better.